Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. I get high with a little help from my friends. Gonna try with a little help from my friends. What do I do when my love is away? Does it worry you to be alone?
Time to move it or lose it. Let's move it. Move it along, the conversation at 7 after the hour involving Doug, Jen, and Victoria with a focus on people in the news. I know how Jennifer likes to keep up with Bill Cosby. His lawyers will
not. Look, once a man's laid in your lap, you're connected
right,
to him,
exactly.
Okay?
Really?
Yeah, right. Lawyers for Cosby will argue that the accuser, the person who has charged him with sexual assault, should be required to testify and answer questions from the defense before the case is permitted to go any further. Crosby. Oh, I always do that with his name. It's Crosby.
Crosby, Stills, and Nash?
Yeah, maybe right. That's what it is. Yeah. Crosby, Still, and Don't Do Anything.
That's right.
Crosby, B. Yeah, you got it? He's denied.
It was a rough stretch, but yes, we got it.
Nobody said there was perfection here, baby. I'm having a horrible time with my voice today. Excuse me.
I know. What's going on? Were you haying?
He was. He haying like 400 or 500 bales or something.
It's sad that Dougie and I have been together so long that when he starts hacking, I'm like, you've been haying, Dougie?
Uh-huh, yes, I have been. All right. So anyway, is this more of the same when it comes to Cosby? Are we in the who cares department at this point? Or is this something that folks will actually pay attention to?
I think everyone thinks he's guilty at this point, right?
Yeah,
does anyone think that he's innocent except Kanye?
Yeah. Kanye thinks so. There's a perfect
Kanye
combo.
Knows.
Yeah,
Kanye tweeted Bill Cosby's innocent.
Right.
Yeah, I wish. I mean,
OJ's innocent too, by the way, in case you haven't
heard. The story still freaks me out. Like, because I grew up with Bill Cosby, like, thinking he was like America's dad, this one is so hard. But you have to think at some point when there's 50 something people coming forward that it's got to be true.
Yes.
Hard for it to all be lies. Maybe some, but not all.
There's smoke, there's fire. Which, by the way, Kara, is that studio still on fire where you are, or are we okay for another hour?
Do we need to send help, Kara? All right.
It might still be on fire. Not confirmed.
Kara's very calm under pressure.
She is, right?
Yeah.
Speaking of being calm under pressure, Gayle King has taken the Proust quiz in Vanity Fair. The current issue of Vanity Fair, Gayle King, you know her for being
CBS. She's Oprah's girlfriend.
Oprah's friend. What do you mean by the term girlfriend? You and Victoria are girlfriends.
We're girlfriends. Yeah. I think Gayle King and Oprah are girlfriends.
I think she addresses the rumor in the new Vanity Fair, too. Yeah. I haven't heard her talk about it until now.
Well, the premise of this... the article, there are two questions which they asked her, and I'm not sure. I never heard of the Proust questionnaire before.
It's the very, very last page of Vanity Fair every year. They do the Proust questionnaire based on the French philosopher. Yeah.
I got it.
It's
okay.
His type of know yourself kind of questions.
Which living person do you most despise? What a horrible negative question.
Oprah. Is that what she said?
No, she said her ex-husband.
Oh,
No, the woman that was banging her ex-husband.
Oh, that's right, too.
Oh, okay.
The woman that she says, Craig, that's right, here it is, the quote, "I'm not a huge fan of the woman I caught naked with my now ex-husband on June 24th, 1990 at 9:16 p.m. But I don't remember the details. Yeah, right. All right, so this guy is a Jerkelberger, a lawyer from Connecticut.
A Jerkelberger? I've never heard that one. I like that.
There you go. Yeah. All right, so King was also asked, who's the person you most admire? Now, Jennifer, it's your turn.
Oprah.
So she was asked about the lesbian rumors with Oprah.
Oh.
She said, quote, "In the beginning, it used to bother
Nunya.
Me. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I don't want people to think I'm gay. I'm trying to get a date.
Oh, that's
but
what
she said?
Yeah.
No, I don't care. I've given up trying to figure that out. At this stage, if you still think that, it's on you. You know, I think that's appropriate. Why is it that, and that may be said for men too, men who have been, we were talking earlier, Jen, about men friends and who my men friends are, mm-hmm. and the people that I pay attention to. And I think that, you know, I don't have the typical male friendships, frankly, because I don't do the typical male stuff. You know, McFadden and I might be friends, but I wouldn't go to a bar with him. I wouldn't go out.
That's yeah, what he said. Would. I was like, well, wouldn't you go to dinner with him? He's like, no.
What? Right,
if we went
together
as couples.
You've gone to dinner with McFadden.
Yeah, I know. I mean, we go, we talk about business. Yeah, I mean, we spend some social time together, but it's usually around business. And
You're with Bob a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Look, I think Doug is a completely, if you haven't had the chance to meet Doug is a completely lovable, wonderful, fun guy to hang out with. But when Doug is done,
yeah.
No, there's no but. I mean, there is a but. The but is when you're done in a social situation, you're done. Like, it's like, okay, gotta go. Gotta go to bed. Gotta go to hay because you're a busy guy. And so maybe that might,
Are you talking about when you and I and your father go to breakfast and we're all done and I said, okay, see ya.
Yeah, but I've seen you do it like at parties at my house. You're like, okay, gotta go. It's like, gotta go.
I don't linger.
You don't linger, and that's okay. But I think maybe that, I mean, you know, there's a lot of a guy mentality is just to go out to a bar and hang out all night. That's not your personality, is what I'm getting at. No. You're kind of like,
I'm interested in spending time with the people I care about most. And I was thinking about this. The person I spend the most time with, maybe appropriately, is Meredith. She spends the most time with me as a human being. She spends more time with her horses than she does with me.
Right.
And I spend more time on a tractor
like
than
horse.
I do with her. But, all right. So next person in the news is Kim Jong-un.
Oh, boy.
Now, I wonder,
haven't heard about him in a while.
Out loud.
You could bromance with him if you want. Right, that'd be good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This has not ever happened before, and I wonder why. This is the first time that he's been sanctioned. He has been carrying out random killings, torture, that kind of stuff, testing.
But that's just during the
nuclear
week. On the weekends, he's a fine guy.
Weapons, right. Yeah. So the United States, not amused by him. They're going to stop punishing the country and take a shot at him. Hmm. They have targeted the United States.
Wasn't that a movie?
Targeting Kim?
Well, that was that horrible movie that
it was
Seth
horrible.
Rogen and
awesome.
James Franco, right?
Yeah,
where they have to kill him.
I don't. That's an idea. Oh, yes,
and
right.
And it started a whole international controversy.
Oh, yeah.
And,
yeah, right.
And don't forget the cartoon, America. what was...
Oh,
what was that one?
Team America?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the best.
Really?
That was good, too.
All right. So the sanctions announced against Kim Jong-un. Let's see here. They have seized all his assets in the U.S. What kind of a moron in a place like that is going to have assets in the United States anyway?
Obviously this one.
Yeah,
what does he have?
Yeah.
Like, what are his assets?
Well,
very
would...
tiny cars and homes.
Yeah. bad hair. Yeah, he's got all
barber shops.
Yeah.
They want to scare him to do something with the weapons program.
Good luck. This is a guy who fed his uncle to a lion or something.
Yeah, right.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, right. which is from the same page he learned, by the way, from what he studied what Saddam's sons did, and that's what he uses as a way to take care of his opposition. I think I told you when I was in Iraq what I learned about Uday and Oday or whatever their names
Uday
were.
Uday and Hussein. Yeah, they were the worst.
They had a farm protest. Farmers came into Baghdad to protest what was being done or not being done to the sale of their crops. And the leaders of this movement were captured by the guard that answered to Uday and Qusay, or whatever his name is. They brought them to a public place and they hung them upside down in a vat of acid.
Ugh.
That's how they took care of the opposition farmers. So that's what you were... And so Kim Jong-un is taking his playbook from what these guys did.
Mm.
So that's one of the reasons that he's being sanctioned. Yeah.
Well, and his dad wasn't necessarily the coolest guy in town.
Right.
No, but I don't think... I'm not sure. The old man, I'm not sure, was that smart. This kid, I think, is dangerous and sort of smart. I don't know what... would have a hard time defining what I mean by sort of
smart.
We
should ask Dennis Rodman what he thinks.
Yeah, right.
Oh, there's another brain trust.
they're besties.
Yeah.
17 after the hour now here.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This enormous Kentucky native spent 7 years as one of Hulk Hogan's allies in the old WWF. With a horseshoe necklace and trademark overalls, he would squeeze his challengers into submission.
From Mud Lick, Kentucky, Hillbilly Jim.
So where is Hillbilly Jim Morse now? Hillbilly Jim actually recorded and sang his own wrestling introduction music. He played the House of Blues while hosting the Road to WrestleMania tours from 2004 to 2009. Since 2005, Jim's been hosting his own music and wrestling show called Moonshine Matinee. You can keep up with Jim at hillbillyjim.com. Now let's listen to a piece of his music.
Don't go messing with a country boy, a country boy, a country boy.
Hillbilly Jim Morse, a lyrical genius. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Dying wish honored or a supreme waste of a perfectly good shovel head? If we had to explain, you wouldn't understand. Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Bill Stanley's family purchased 3 burial plots next to the gravesite of Mr. Stanley's longtime wife. A huge hole was dug in the ground and filled with a 9-by-11-foot concrete tank. Inside a stout plexiglass box sat Bill astride his bought new 1967 Harley-Davidson Electric Glide motorcycle, securely strapped down for Bill's ride into eternity. Dying wish honored or a supreme waste of a perfectly good shovel head? Hey, if we had to explain, you wouldn't understand. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on 2 wheels.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Did you have a bad dream last night? Well, in these difficult times, more and more people are suffering through the night. Fortunately, bad dreams, they're pretty easy to handle. Here's the social science of it. Researchers have found that 70% of all dreams are negative. They're typically the falling, chasing, failing, and of course appearing naked in public dreams. But it doesn't matter if it's a baby nightmare or a monster dream. Gets the adrenaline going and strikes fear, all dreams are harmless.
Good night all, and pleasant dreams.
What's the cheap psychological trick? To mitigate the fear after a bad dream, ask yourself one question. Was I hurt? Chances are the answer will be no. When you realize you're safe and secure, the pain of the dream is diminished. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
All right, so we have a problem with violence. One of the things, I'm giving you a little insight behind the scenes, we talk about the stories that we want to talk about, and I don't want to talk about violence. I just don't want to. Murder, mayhem, all that stuff, because it doesn't do anything to make anybody's day better. But I looked at a study that is studying Legos, and the number of Lego weapons has skyrocketed. So kids are being taught playing with Legos. The number of weapons, including Lego kits produced since 1978, when a castle kit included a sword and a lance. And now the increases in violence with the people who have used Legos, or that age group, 40% of all images in the Lego catalog contain some sort of violence. And that means there are a lot of guns, shooting references in the Lego catalog. So they say Lego's trying to compete with violent video games. My God.
That's sad.
What kind of a... Oops.
Legos are just so wonderful and creative for kids, so it's really sad that you've got to somehow incorporate violence.
Violence. Oy. Food for thought. 21 after the hour.